Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth aliyah of Parshat Re'eh, we have 21 psukim. In this aliyah, we hear about the isser of defacing our bodies with tattoos or other forms of mutilation. Also in this aliyah, similar to Parshat Shmini, we hear about various halachot of kashrut, kosher animals, birds, fish, etc. And lastly, this aliyah also describes the isurim of eating meat from an animal which was not shechted properly, and the isser of milk and meat together. Again, in this aliyah, Moshe Rabbeinu says the following about Bnei Yisrael. It's in Perek Yud Dalid, Pasuk Aleph. Banim atem l'Hashem Elokechem. You are the children of Hashem. Lo titgodedu. What does that mean, lo titgodedu? Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us pshat. The pshat is that there is an isser of cutting one's skin as part of grief or bereavement over the death of a loved one, God forbid. That is Rashi, that's the pshat. Lo titgodedu, no scratching skin as part of the grieving process. The Gemara in Masechet Yevamot, Daf Yud Dalet Amud Aleph, tells us that lo titgodedu means that there is an iser to split up communities. You cannot have a community where half of the Beit Din says one thing and another, and the other half says something else, or you cannot have two Batei Din in the same city saying different things. We are supposed to be united, not divided into different factions acting in different ways. However, we have to ask, what is the connection between these two ideas, not scratching oneself and not dividing communities? They seem like they come from opposite ends of the world, and yet they are both learned from the same words, lo titgodedu. How can that be? What's the message? Many mefarshim offer a variety of answers. I'd like to share a beautiful explanation from the Shem Mishmuel, Rav Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sachashava Rebbe, who died in 1926. The Shem Mishmuel quotes his father, Rav Avraham Borenstein, the first Sachashava Rebbe, who died in 1910, and they say the following. First, they quote the Ramban on this pasuk. Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, Ramban says that the reason a person would scratch themselves, lo titgodedu, over the death of a loved one is because they think that this world is all there is. This life is all there is. And we say, chas v'shalom, we know about olam haba, we know about tchiyat ha-metim. The physical world is not all there is. We do not only focus on this world, we do not only focus on the physical. And this, says the same Mishmuel in the name of his father, is the cause of the other meaning of lo titkodedu, not to have separations between Jews and Jewish communities. He says, inyan agudot agudot nithava mipat perud levavot. Lo titkodedu, the division comes from the division of one's heart. V'halon nafshot Yisrael b'shorshan hein echad, says the Shem Mishmuel. On the physical level, we are all different. It's true. We are all separated. That's true. This one loves here. That person lives there. This person looks like that. That person acts like that. But this is all on the physical level. On the spiritual level, we are all one. And the Isurim of Lotitkodadu, both the Isser against injuring oneself as a form of grief, and the Isser against creating factions and divisions, the Isurim of Lotitkodadu remind us to focus our energies on the spiritual, on what really matters, and not on petty physical things. And perhaps this is also why the Isser of Lotitkodadu is introduced by Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem. Many Mefarshim make the connection between Lotitkodadu and Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem from the Pasuk, but perhaps, based on what the Shem Yishmuel and his father said, perhaps we can suggest that Banim Atem Lashem Elokechem, the link between children and parents, transcends the physical. Children love their parents, and parents love their children, not because of how they look or because of how they act, but rather unconditional love, a spiritual love, not a physical love. And that is exactly what the Torah is telling us. Bani matem lashem elokechem. And therefore, focus on the spiritual, not the physical. And therefore, lo titkodedu in every sense of the halacha. Have an amazing day, everyone.